Hi guys, and welcome to the 7th episode of This Date Is Fact. I know, 7.
Wow.
My name is Seth, and today we've got a special guest host on, Sarah.
Hi guys. I'm excited. Doll, I thought you'd never ask, to be honest. I've listened to all your episodes, and when you told me you were doing this, I was like, oh God, I've got to get on this.
Got to get on it. Yeah. I know you've got a few stories that you've told me. It's so funny that we've only known each other a couple of months, though.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's been ages.
Yeah. I know. Well, it just, you know, when you know, it's like yeah. That soul. I feel like you're my spirit animal in some ways.
Oh, filthy. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Look, most of my friends are Geminis as well. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's just a connection I have with Geminis.
Geminis.
The Gemini thing.
Do you know what? I'll tell you something that's really funny. Yeah. All the dates that I've been on recently, all the boys have asked me what my star sign is. And I find that I don't know if it's something that's going on, like on dating apps, that's been popping up as like a question to ask, or if they think that's what I want to hear. But it's so weird. I know that you're really into that though.
Look, I think it's just we're all following way too many TikTok and Instagram pages now. You know, shout out to like Indigi Goddess and all those ones out there that I follow. I think they were just, we're too into it now. And then these guys are picking up what we're putting down and they're just feeding into it, to be honest. I mean, guys I date, they let me, you know, humour them. Well, they humour me when I talk about it. I think it's just a good way to try and relate to us girls nowadays, trying to, label them so it makes us feel better. So, you know, if we're compatible star signs, then I guess, you know,
I don't even
ready
know.
To go.
I don't know. I think it's pretty weird. I don't want to put too much stock in it. I know you do, but you know what? Anyway, did you want to go first or should I go first?
Look, you go first. You're the host.
All right. No problem. I've recently become like really obsessed with TikTok. I mentioned it last week, but it's gotten like, yeah, it's good. But like I'm getting so many like good dating stories off air. And I'll ask you the question afterwards just to see who you think, to see what you think is the go around this. Cause I'm sort of in two minds, but the story is a girl called TMC Cool. She was talking about one of her friends who went on a date with this guy, and she starts off by saying her friend is really funny, bubbly, like not crazy at all, really, really cool. And she matched with this guy who was kind of the same. They were having like a great connection. He seemed really down to earth, really, really cool. And he said he had a pretty well paying job, and she thought that she'd hit the jackpot when he finally says to her, let's go out on a date to this restaurant. She looks it up. It's a Michelin star restaurant.
Amazing. We all want that.
Exactly. Tick. Yeah, exactly. So
wine and dine, please. Thank you.
She thinks she's in for the ride of her life.
Yeah.
They get to this restaurant. He orders like a really expensive bottle of wine. They both have steak dinners and they have dessert. And it gets to the end of the date. It had been a really, really lovely date. And he says, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back. And she's sitting there. She's waiting and she's waiting and she's waiting. And the waitress comes up to her and she says, I think I just saw your date just leave out like the side door. She goes, what do you mean? She goes, well, yeah, he's just left. Like, are you getting the bill? And she goes, oh, hang on a second. She goes onto the dating app and he's already blocked her. Blocked everything. She didn't know him, so she didn't have his number or anything. Like when I go on a date, I don't get their number really before I go on see them on. Oh no, I would get their number.
I would wait until after the first date just to check out that they're not going to kill me.
Yeah, fair.
All that sort.
Fair. Well, she didn't have any of his contact details. He'd already blocked her, and she's like, "Fuck, I'm just gonna have to pay for this bill." And the bill comes over, and it's an $800, like Aussie dollar check.
Oh my Lord.
I'd cry.
That is awful. That is just so awful in so many ways.
I guess it's like a way for you to experience like really like five star fine dining for free. But like, I could never do that. I'd feel so guilty.
Oh, I know. Like the karma surrounding that, you'd hope the karma would get him.
It would, 100%.
Oh,
well, I'm a firm believer in karma.
Yeah, I mean, hey, what would go through your mind?
Just arsehole.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking, like, who should pay on a first date? What do you think?
Oh, look, I'm not the most popular opinion on this one. Well, at least with my friends. So a huge I'll take care of myself the whole way through. And if it's the right setting, look, that's great if they pay. I usually try to choose dates anyways, or, you know, kind of lean towards first dates that are pretty casual. Let's meet at a pub. Let's have a drink.
Yeah.
Let's have a nibble. You know, let's have some tapas. Something like that's low-key. Like, I don't want to be ordering this five-star, three-course, degustation type vibes on a first date anyways. For me, that's something to enjoy with someone when you're actually with them.
Yeah.
I think that's more something like you work towards. I wouldn't enjoy it,
yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd rather be there with like a friend and have a good laugh and enjoy something that's like fine dining, or with a partner that you've been with for a while, than sort of just going on a first date. Because on a first date, oh my God, before you go on a first date, you're just so nervous. Everything's going through your head. I mean, if you're not going to shit yourself, you're going to vomit, or, you know, you're thinking, oh my God, am I even going to like them? The first 20 minutes, you're practically blacked out just trying to get through it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not worth wasting a first date experience, I think, on fine dining.
No.
And I think mutual ground, mutual territory, it gives you the ability to both walk. I think mentally it gives you both the ability to walk away from a first date and be like, look, it was even. I don't owe them anything. I get myself into a trap where I think a guy's really nice, and if they do offer to pay,
you feel like you owe them for the next day.
You feel like you owe them in a sense.
I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you. I will always pay my half.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really big on that. Like, I'll always pay my half and my share. It's or go for one for one. Even if I'm in a relationship, like, it's really nice. The guy that I'm dating at the moment, he like offers to pay for a lot, which is lovely. I've never really had that.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally I will always go like one for one.
Yeah.
Or you pay your half. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you have for me?
Oh my God, we're jumping straight into
it. Yeah, we keep it quick.
I didn't think we were done yet. I was happy to keep going on that one. Okay, so look, a bit of background about my story. I've been single for about 3 years. Before that, I was in a long-term relationship for about four and a half, 5 years. Prior to that, I had never been on a dating app before. Like, everything was very...
They weren't out.
Well, I'm not that old.
So. No, really. I swear they weren't out, were they?
They were there. Like, Tinder was a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, things that, you know, but they were more like, you know, they just had a bad rap. They were just like, you go on, it's a bit of a dirty fun time, and, you know, you get a dick pic.
Still
and you just pile up the dick pics and you just carry on with your day. And it's more for just, you know, the wild hookups, which I wasn't really into, because I was more at that stage thinking, like, oh, I just really can't wait for Prince Charming.
Yep.
Anyways, I was in a relationship for X amount of years, and that was somewhat soul-destroying. But also, you know, you learn a lot. And then at that stage, I said I would never do the apps. And then it probably got to about 6 months of absolutely no dating at all. Not even, you know, through a friend, meeting someone in the street, nothing.
Yep.
So I went straight into the apps, and I had this really, you know, innocent, you know, perspective on it, and I thought it was just going to be a good little laugh and have some fun. But, you know, I ended up being like, you know what, fuck it, go out there and have some fun.
Good on you. That's how it's meant to be, though.
Thank you. Well, you know, it was, now in hindsight, looking back on these last 2.5, 3 years single, it's been, you know... It's been an experience, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I think I started out, obviously, as you would when you're first single. You'd start out very, very optimistic, and it just gets more bitter and twisted and more layers. But you learn a lot and you realize what you like. Anyways, one of my first guys I'd started talking to, it was about 3-4 weeks. He seemed really sweet. Let's call him Paul, just for the sake of it.
That's my dad's name.
Oh, is that your dad's name? Oh my God, he's literally Paul. In the room. I actually did go out with a guy not that long ago called Paul. Yeah,
no.
Poor Paul. We ended up, me and my friends, we ended up calling him Paul. Paul. Yeah,
it's such an old man name.
Paul. Paul. Paul.
Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
My poor dad. All right. Sorry. Continue.
All right. God. Then let's just call him. I was going to call him then Phil. I don't know why I'm going with the P's.
You can't say Phil.
No, I was just doing with the P's.
Okay, all right, we'll stick with Peter. Go with Peter. Just not Paul Peter. Or Phil. Phil's my man right now.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Peter. So his name's Peter. Let's go with Peter. He seemed really nice, really simple, chatting for about 4 weeks also, which is, you know, when you're first dating, you're revving up to it, right? We were chatting for a while. It was quite a lot of basic questions, and he seemed sweet, but still very simple. But that's okay. You know, let's start with simple. Sometimes simple's nice.
Yeah.
You need to mix it up. Keep it simple. Sometimes at least. We finally decided to go on a first date. It was actually closer to him in the Northern Beaches at a brewery. Mm. Not too far for me though. I still drove. So we got there. And, you know, as soon as we met, it was a situation that was quite uncomfortable. I could tell he felt really uncomfortable. I was obviously feeding off his energy, but trying to still, you know, keep it going. And we order a drink and, you know, he gets the first drink and we're having this cider and, you know, we're looking at each other and all of a sudden his face just starts to turn. And I was just thinking to myself, oh my God, is this guy disgusted by me? His face was just starting to... He just looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Did he have diarrhea?
Didn't have diarrhea. I wish. He just started to feel really sick, and then he started, this just rumbling started to happen in him. He was just starting to just make all these rumbling noises.
Like in, you heard his tummy rumbling?
Yeah, like
or
he
his...
was just rumbling, and I'm like, you know, we were only on halfway through our first me cider, him a beer. And we were just... you know, getting through it. I was trying to be polite, keep asking him questions while he slowly looked like he was dying, or possibly just feeling disgusted by me. Yeah. I was going between the two. I was like, is he just disgusted? What's going to happen? Just trying to keep it going. And then he said to me, yeah, I just have like severe heartburn. It's been in my family for years. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know at this stage whether to believe him or not, because I thought, is this an excuse because he's looking at me with disgust?
Oh.
Or is this him actually dying of heartburn? And then, you know, it went on for a bit longer and, you know, we talked about his whole medical history, his whole family. He told me he had 16 siblings, which should have really been the red flag.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. 16 siblings?
16 siblings.
Did he show you a photo?
No, he didn't show me a photo. I was just shook. I was just getting through it.
How many twins would you have had to ever have, though?
Look, like, there's something... He then told me he was from New Zealand, which was another red flag. Sorry, everyone who's from New Zealand. and I think he was from in the mountains, possibly a cult. Who knew?
Oh, my God.
Should have picked up on it earlier. Mm. But here we are. The poor chap's either having heartburn or hates me. Anyways, I just say, oh, would you like, you know, did you want to go? Or do you want to get another drink or what? And I think he just felt compelled to try and get through it. So I actually went up and got a second drink for us. We're having a second drink and he's still really struggling. Anyways, we got to the point where we were just sitting on these drinks and the conversation was going nowhere. It was purely awful.
Yeah.
I could have cried at that point watching him, and we were talking about
it. I would have just said, go the fuck home. Like, if you're sick, go home.
Well, I think I was just trying to be polite.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, have you tried Gaviscon? And he's like, oh, no, that's like when you... That's just a little bit of heartburn. He's like, this is medical-grade heartburn. Anyway, so I actually did drive, and it was two drinks, and I was like, well, this is where it's at. So I offered to drive him home, got in the car, was really severely unwell the entire way I dropped him home. He only lived around the corner. Was a dating app, hadn't got each other's phone numbers by this point. Dropped him home and he said thank you, scurried off, and we obviously never saw each other again. He never got in touch ever again.
I would have been mortified. I would not have gotten in touch either.
But then, here's the funny thing. This was like 2 years ago. A year ago, on the dating apps again, was on Bumble. I don't know how, I think it was either Bumble or Hinge. Oh,
on Hinge.
It would have been Hinge,
yeah.
Because he liked me,
yeah,
first, and I saw it. And I was like, are you serious? And I was in a pretty feisty mood. I'd had a series of terrible mistakes worth of dates / you know, mini relationships. And then I think I commented something really nasty on his like, hey baby, as like, oh, really? Peter, whatever his name was. Oh, have you managed to have Gaviscon in the last year? or something really awful like that. Like just talking about the heartburn to trigger his memory for him leaving me on a date for heartburn or, yeah.
Just if you're sick, go home or cancel. Like surely, like, I don't think I've ever had a heartburn. I don't know how serious it is, but obviously he had some issues.
Look, I've had a little bit of heartburn before, but it's certainly not taken me out of a situation, a social situation per se.
Yeah.
In a something that comes on so quickly that you're compelled to just like your face changes, everything.
He obviously was pretty sick then.
Yeah. So he was sick. So bless him if he really was. But
God.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyways. Poor Peter.
I don't know if he was embarrassed or what happened after.
I wouldn't have messaged. I would have been embarrassed. I've gotten really
embarrassment?
Yeah. I've gotten really drunk on a date before, like exceedingly drunk. I'll tell it another time. All but right. Like, yeah, we didn't. I was so embarrassed the next day that I didn't message him either. Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm of the mindset when I'm embarrassed, I try and fix it.
No, I didn't want to see him again. So.
Fair. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I've got a pretty weird one for you. All right. I found on TikTok earlier from an account called Chunky's Dead.
TikTok. So why? I mean, my TikTok, I can only find things that are like, you know, he broke my heart and here I am one month later.
You gotta find in, like, type in bad date and okay. Whole section will come up and they're so funny. Okay. All right, so this girl's saying that she found this guy on a dating app and on his bio it said surgeon. So she's like, oh yeah, that's nice.
Like, okay, like a medical
He's obviously surgeon. Intelligent, he's got some money, like he's clever.
Yeah.
So they rock up on a date to go and have a couple of drinks and food and she's asking him about his job. And he says, yes, I'm a surgeon. She goes, oh, great, like a doctor. And he goes, no, I do surgeries on rats. Oh. And she goes, oh, okay, so you're a vet or like you must work in like a research lab. And he goes, no, I'm self-employed. She goes, like, what do you mean? And he said, well, I've been doing like conducting lobotomies on rats in my basement.
Oh my God.
he's
a self-proclaimed surgeon.
He's self-employed surgeon. Self-employed. And he goes, yeah, I've been conducting all these lobotomies obviously dissecting the rat brains, but I don't know what I'm going to do with them. So I've just been putting them in a jar and kind of keeping them in my basement.
Cool.
And she was like, yeah, I think I might finish there. They're like, what would you?
Oh, I'd say I want to see your rats. Just kidding. That would make me violently ill.
I think there's something a bit sick, obviously, wrong with him. Yeah. Self-proclaimed surgeon or self-employed surgeon.
It's like those kids that end up, you know, killing animals and stuff. They end up being serial killers.
Well, yeah, that's actually called the McDonald's triad. I don't know if you've heard of that. No. But there are three hallmarks of serial killers, which almost every serial killer that's been caught has found to date. And the three hallmarks in the McDonald's triad are obviously one, hurting animals.
Yeah.
Two, lighting fires.
Yeah.
And three, bedwetting.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I used to wet the bed.
Did you?
Yeah.
You do look a bit suspicious to me.
I have not yet lit a fire or have any intentions of killing animals. Well, at all. Quite the opposite.
Well, there you go. I don't know. This guy obviously had a few fucking issues, but I thought it was a good little... Good little bump in the night, that one.
Yeah. Mm. So any final pieces on if she said anything back to that, how she left the date?
I think she left pretty quickly.
Yeah, you'd assume so.
You would, 100%. Like, you couldn't sit there and, like, this guy had said on his bio that he was a surgeon. He's not a surgeon. What I want to know is where he's getting these rats from. Is he making his own traps or is he buying them?
Oh, you can buy them from pet stores. Like, they're actually
That would
pets.
Be expensive. Like, it sounds like this guy is conducting several lobotomies per sesh.
He's probably breeding them, which is probably even grosser. More gross.
That's fucked. I don't even know.
I want to know what his profile picture was. Seth, what was his profile picture? Was he wearing scrubs?
You know what? I'll find this girl and I will message her and ask.
Please.
She's in America, though.
There's so many unanswered questions.
I know. Let's continue.
Clearly American.
What's your second story?
Well, I've got a bit of a got quite a banger for you here. This is the one that goes down pretty well in the friendship groups.
Oh, yeah.
I think, look, this is the one that probably caught your attention and thought, oh, this girl,
this
she's ratchet. She'll be a great host.
Actually why I asked to do it, because of this story.
Okay, well, look, no shame in my game. Just trigger warning for anybody that doesn't like dirty words or wants to envision me having sex, aka my mum and my dad. They're too old to download Spotify anyways, or Apple, whatever it's called, so I think we're good. Yeah, so this story is obviously another dating story, as we alluded to, of my own. And it happened probably this time last year. Probably actually pretty bang on exactly around the same time. Thank you. Happy anniversary to me and Mr. I don't know what we'll call him.
Kumquat.
Let's call him Kumquat.
Definitely Mr. Kumquat.
May that not give away any of the content though. So this was a guy that I was only talking to for probably about a week or so. Great chemistry. We went on a really great first date where he met me for drinks after work, which, you know, pre-COVID used to be the normal for me. At a really swanky bar near my work. He turned up. He had all of it going for him. He had his R.M. Williams on. He had a polo shirt on. Carrying his little duffel bag. It was a leather duffel bag. After work, he had his hair all done. He was just like schmick. Australian version of schmick.
Do you know what that is?
Perfect beard.
That is like the epitome of a North Shore boy, like school boy.
Yeah, obviously, I'm just pre-designed and as I'm sure you are.
Oh, but I'm with you. Like, I'm not going to lie. I love a boy in RMs. Like, it gets me going.
It's the RMs. It's just knowing that they probably they took care to choose incredibly well-designed shoes.
I wish I had $500 to drop in a pair of boots.
Me too.
But here we are, doing a podcast.
Anyways, highly impressive. He was a banker, also very North Shore. He just worked across the water from me as well. So we joke that we'd wave at each other. Anyways, great first date. It almost actually felt like an interview to be his girlfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be his girlfriend. This is going to be the best relationship ever. Like, I felt like he was firing the questions. Like, this is going great places. Like, he vibes me. Yeah. I vibe him. Full interview. Don't remember who paid though. So I'll get back to you on that once I sift through my memory.
All good.
But I think it was a clear maybe we split vibe, which is my usual. Anyway, so we have our first date. Went well. We go on a second date as well. This one's a bit more, you know, tame. We have a coffee and it's pretty cute. And then we just go for a walk in the park. It did get a bit naughty in the park. We did start kissing. It was a bit saucy. The chemistry was on fuego. Like, it was all there. It was
fuego.
Everything was aligned. It was like undeniable that the sex was going to be great. Like, at this point I was like, it's a sure thing.
Yeah.
It's just like when and where.
I hate. Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
Anyway, so, you know, revved up by this little naughty park situation and, you know, ready and roaring to go. We leave each other that day though, wanting more, as you do when you first start dating. Very exciting. Haven't seen each other's bits yet, so stuff to look forward to.
Oh, I hate that word, bits.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Just you
let
know.
Let me see a bit.
Do you want to say genitals?
No.
Haven't seen each other's
genitals. No. Sorry, continue. I keep interrupting.
No, look, just bouncing off the energy.
Don't ruin your bits.
And so then I think, oh, what's our third day going to be? Let's plan something. So I say, you're coming to mine. I'm cooking dinner. You know, sure thing. Like, it was a sure thing.
Yeah.
He comes over. It's actually, I think it's like a Wednesday or a Thursday or something. So it's school the next day. He comes over, walks in his gym gear after work though. So I was like, oh, but he did bring a bag. However, red flag to all the ladies out there. I was raised, and, you know, person I'm seeing right now knows I also grilled, you know, him on this, even though he's done very well, you know, shout out to you. You always, when you're first starting dating someone, especially when they're cooking, you bring something, even if they say, don't bring a thing.
Bring a box of favourites.
Yeah. What to bring when told not to bring a thing.
I will always bring a bottle of wine or ask for what I can bring. Or snacks. I'm a snack queen.
And if someone says don't bring any Scooby snacks or wine or dessert. No, you still do it. Yeah. You still do it.
I'm with you. Anyways, sorry, I'm totally with you.
Huge red flag for me with that one. Anyways, that's not a sex story. But just a segue for you out there.
Take it away. Ladies,
don't let him in if he doesn't bring anything. So you know, the night's proceeding. We're just eating. It's average. Obviously, things then proceed to the bedroom. Things start to proceed as any normal situation would, and you know, we've given each other the green light, so everything's great. And you know, everything's happening, and it's just a little bit uncomfortable. You know, it's just not a vibe.
Yeah,
you could hear a pin drop.
Look, there's nothing when you have like the best sexual tension and chemistry with someone and then you finally get to have sex and the sex is horrible. I just feel like I've wasted like a night, a number. Like it's just like, no, that's not for me.
It's like being told Santa isn't real, to be honest.
It's depressing.
Yeah. It's this beautiful fantasy and then all of a sudden reality comes crashing down and you're like, how do we make it through this situation? Time is ticking. You can hear everything. You're not lost in the moment. It's awful.
Yuck.
And then he rolls over, obviously not having her finished, if you will. And then he just says, sorry, sometimes I don't finish. And as a woman, you can take that so many ways. It can mean many things. It can just genuinely mean sometimes I don't finish. But you can also probably
take it personally. I would take it personally.
It's something, you probably take personally. You know, or you chat about, and I said, oh, really? Okay. Anyways, and goes on for a little bit longer, and you know, we're just sitting there, and then you get into a little bit more of the hanky panky again.
A bit more foreplay.
You know, we went back to the foreplay, third base, bit of no P in the G. But, you know,
stuff's happening.
There's stuff happening. And he's getting a little bit heated up. You can tell he's kind of getting back into the vibe of it. And he asks me, what do you want me to call you? And I said, I was not feeling it. I was almost just like, let's just, you know, kick a goal and go home. And you know, let's just get this done.
Yep.
And then I said, oh, Sarah will do. Probably not the answer he was looking for.
But like, what else would you have said? Like how can he not tell that this is so awkward?
Yeah, well, look, I think he was trying to take it other places, but not for me.
Fucking
I mean,
Mars?
Look, not to yuck someone else's yum, as you would say.
Yep.
This could be very yummy to someone. However, he then proceeded to call me a dirty little cum slut. He said, how about we call you dirty little cum slut? And then I obviously was just willing to just get the situation over with. And I think I might have just gone, I don't know.
Cool.
I just said, no worries. And then he proceeded to ejaculate straight after. So obviously that really tickled his
pickle. That gets him going.
That was it.
Yuck.
That was it. Or maybe he was really scraping the barrel. As many things have gone through my head ever since. Like, was he a massive porn watcher? Was that something that he'd gotten through porn?
Is he a pervert?
Is he a pervert? Is he a freak? There was very many little small bits that were like, this boy's freaky.
I don't know.
But it wasn't a first date
name.
Name or level of freak.
Dirty little cum slut.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly never heard that before.
Dirty little cum slut.
Yeah. It stuck with me, obviously.
Oh, that would stick with me too. Look, if someone asked me what's the worst thing your boy said to you during sex, I'd be like, I can tell you straight away. Like, it's just like you will never forget that.
That's unforgettable.
But I've never been called anything like that though.
Yeah. Anyways, it was just a really uncomfortable vibe as well. Like, I actually almost didn't even like him at this point.
I would have been totally switched off.
I was a shell of a human, to be honest. It was just getting through it. And then I said, okay, so, like, look, it's about 10 p.m. Are you going to leave? And he said, oh, no, I'm going to stay for the night. I said, oh, are you? And he's like, yeah, I packed my stuff for work. I've left my stuff, you know, mostly at work, a bit with me now. And so then he proceeded to make himself extremely comfortable in my bed. And he decided to get out his Kindle. And do you want to know what he read to me? He read it like poetry, essentially. He just started in a beautiful melodic voice reading The Barefoot Investor.
That's a no for me.
Yeah, it's a no.
That's a no.
Yeah.
I just like...
He was giving me financial advice after he just called me a dirty little cum slut.
I tell you what, when I was younger, I would have put up with, like, I think I said last week's episode, I never really had the conversation with consent with my parents or anything like that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would have put up with, like, a lot of shit that guys were done. Now, if someone did something to me that I didn't like, I'd be like, get out, stop doing that, I don't like it.
That's it.
It's just like, it's fucked. Like, how some people can think they can get away with just... Yeah. Obviously, this guy didn't think he did anything wrong.
No.
But like, what are you doing?
I think he was constantly trying to recover from his own self-sabotage. And I was just a witness to it the entire time. And I just took it.
Judge, jury, and executor.
That is it. Like, he was all in one. And he was going a million miles an hour. And I was simply a spectator.
Just waving from the
I was
crowd.
Waving from, I was hovering above my body. I had no say in the situation.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it didn't get to a terrible place. Like, it was obviously all still very consensual.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just was a situation for me that obviously now I've learned from, right?
That's a no from me.
Yeah. It's a big no. And we obviously, yeah. And then we probably spoke for a couple of days after that. And then we never spoke again.
Yeah, that's a no. I don't know.
Thank you for the content, though. I won't say his name, but that's been brilliant content. I actually went into work the next day as a shell of a human. I did not sleep next to him that whole night. He just farted the entire night.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
No, he did. He just farted the entire Yuck! Night. And it was just my room turned into an absolute gas chamber.
Like a greenhouse.
I went to work the next day. I walked into work. I looked like a shell of a human. All my work colleagues, I work with about 15 women in one team, all asked me what happened. I told them all the story from start to finish. And they so affectionately nicknamed me Dirty Little Kumquat for about... Well, still to this day, some of them affectionately call me Kumquat. You know, but it's very endearing. And then I went to my car that evening and I realised I'd left my car on all day because I was obviously still a shell of a human.
You left your keys in the car?
No, I'd left my engine running.
How?
Well, I mean, I don't need to put a key in my car. It's like one of those fancy
You're schmancy. A bougie girl,
it's
aren't
new.
You?
It's two years old-ish. So she's fairly new. Left it running the entire day. So it got to about 5 p.m. after a sleepless night and feeling like a shell of a human. And I had to call NRMA.
No.
$300.
No.
I was close to sending him the bill.
Jesus.
Anyways.
Right.
Lesson learned.
Live and you learn. I've got one last story before we go.
Yeah, please.
Again, this is another TikTok one. I've been having a blast on it, I'm not going to lie. This girl called...
Having a time.
I have. This girl called Courtney Full hadn't been on a date in a long time, much like you and I, a few years ago.
Past self.
Yeah, she hadn't been on a date in a while and she matched with this guy and he seemed really good looking and they organised to meet. And he said, look, I don't have a car at the moment. Can you come and pick me up? She goes, yeah, sure, that's fine. Drives over to pick him up and they're driving around. She's like, where did you want to go? Did you have a place booked for dinner or anything? And he goes, fuck, I forgot my wallet, but I'm super hungry, you know. She goes, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, can you just get me some food?
Oh.
And I don't know if this chick's a bit of a pushover or whatever, but... she's like, okay, yeah, fine. So she goes and gets him, buys him some food and they have some food in the car. And then he goes, yeah, can you please go and buy me some cigarettes?
Oh.
And she's like, she must have been a pushover, I don't know. But she says yes, buys him the cigarettes because he doesn't have his wallet. And then she's thinking, yeah, this date is fucked. I just want to drop him home. So she goes back to his place and she's waiting outside the front of his house for him to leave. And he's just sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes. Like, just sits in the car. He just wanted to talk. And then he's like, oh, fuck, I've really got to go now. Like, I kind of need to go to the bathroom. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is my chance. Like, he's finally can get out of my car. And he leans across.
Don't. I know where we're going.
He leans across to give her, like, a kiss goodbye. And she's kind of, like, pulling away. And she inhales. And she smells shit. He had shat in his pants in her car. So when he said he needed to go to the bathroom... He needed to go to the bathroom and he went.
He just went.
He went. He ate her food, made her buy him cigarettes, sat for an hour in her car, shut in his car, and then when he finally got out to say goodbye, there was diarrhea on her seat that he'd left.
Oh. Well, he had definitely left his mark on her.
I just, fuck. Jesus. I would have got out and yelled.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot. That is a lot. I mean, first of all, I would have said thank you so much, goodbye, when he asked me to buy him food. And well, no, I probably would have said no at the cigarettes.
Yeah,
the
food I would have said like, no.
Maybe
you I definitely would have said no.
Yeah. That's a hard no.
I've been on several dates where boys have forgotten their wallets.
Are you kidding?
No. No. One of them was the same guy and he did it, and that's like the reason I ended it with him. And he sent me abusive text messages for a month. I spoke about this guy two episodes ago. Did.
And you know what? Not that long ago as well, you spoke about a story about a guy that was low-key frauding a girl after he was dating her, and that was a story right there.
He was arrested at Gatwick Airport. There's like a news article and a report against him.
Yeah, so ladies, advice. If he doesn't have his wallet, that's a red flag.
If a girl doesn't have a wallet either, you run too. You say that sucks. That's pay true. For your own meal.
Let's not discriminate.
All right. Anyway, do you have anything else to add?
No. That was great. Thanks for having me.
Fun little first episode, yeah. You said.
Yeah. Feels like we got the ball rolling. Missed Elle today.
We did.
By the way, I'm going to Canberra next week.
Are you?
Elle, if you have any tips, reach out.
She will.
Yeah.
She definitely will.
I've really enjoyed listening to her stories. I mean, the other day I was doing a walk and listening to her one, that ghost story.
Not
the ghost story, but the one where it could have been the alternate reality.
Phantom thingy.
I feel like she's a great storyteller.
She is.
I was looking behind me the whole time. I was like, oh my God, she's building this up. I feel like there's someone going to jump out at me. This is like, she's a great storyteller. So props to you, Elle.
She's got a beautiful voice too. Yeah. All right. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. As always, if you have any stories, pop them through on our Instagram, thisdateisfect, or pop them through to our Gmail, thisdateisfect@gmail.com. See ya!